We're on very, very dangerous ground here. In fact, we're on the edge of an outright police state under Mr. Obama. His Department of Homeland Security has taken that approach when they made lists of Christians and conservatives. And they said that they were on the same page as terrorists. Are you beginning to get the picture? This is radical abuse of power, friends. You talk about high crimes and misdemeanors. We're way past that threshold. And then the droning of America? It goes on and on and on. The book, Impeachable Offenses, The Case for Removing Barack Obama from Office. I haven't even talked about impeachment here on this program before. Have you noticed that? Many programs have. I have not. Purposely. Because I don't want to get entangled unnecessarily with certain kinds of issues that seem to be so divisive. But friends, this is an issue now that should unite us, regardless of our political persuasion. This is not about politics anymore. This is about principles. It's about survival as a lawful country and as a people who can trust their government. Pray about this issue. America is in deep trouble. Very deep trouble, deeper than you even know. The book, Impeachable Offenses, your gift of $20 or more to Save America Ministries, will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org. And thanks for joining with us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation.
Your senses. Today we're having a roundtable on how change agents work and how to defeat them. I'm John Lefter. The program is Steel on Steel.
Steel on Steel. News, commentary, interview, and debate.
While the storm clouds gather,
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295, and it's always a challenge. I'm hoping people will call in. We'll have something to talk about that you'll be interested in. But I thought maybe I would simply start out talking about my grave concern. And that is that certainly one of the most difficult things for me to accept, as I was trying to understand what was happening in our society, was that there really is an agenda for population control. There really are people out there who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. You can certainly go back and read material put out by some of the key people in the liberal camp, and they will basically tell you that they're going to have to eliminate large numbers of the population just to keep things in balance. Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a day. And that was an article in the November 1991 UNESCO Courier, and basically he doesn't mix words. We're going to have to eliminate, 350,000 people a day. As he says, it's a terrible thing to say, but even worse not to say it. And then, of course, if you go to Elberton, Georgia, and you go to the Georgia Guidestones, and you can see the pictures of them on my website. And there, certainly, they talk about, to maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain humanity at 500 million constant balance with nature. There's no question about what they're saying. It's chiseled in stone there in eight different languages. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. You read the writings, certainly, of the environmentalists, they'll tell you we're going to have to get the population down by 85%. And they really do intend to do this. They are deathly serious. And then, of course, we look at the so-called threat of an EMP attack. And basically, of course, what's so incredible about that is, why, of course, nothing's being done to prevent it. Certainly, congressmen have tried to do something. They passed legislation back in 2010. A unanimous vote by the members of the House of Representatives, all the Democrats, all the Republicans, all the independents, voted for a resolution that would require a solution to be made for the threat of an EMP attack. Why? Because an EMP attack could actually kill probably up to 90% of the population of the world. And yet, of course, despite the fact Congress voted to do something to remedy the problem, nothing was done. It was effectively blocked by one vote in the Senate, and nothing happened. And then, of course, there's the fact that the threat of an EMP attack is really very real, and yet we're not hearing about it at all. I mean, basically, when Newt Gingrich tried to tell and warn the people, remember, Newt Gingrich had been Speaker of the House of Representatives, and yet when he tried to tell the American people about the very real threat of an EMP attack and the hundreds of millions of lives that could be lost if there was one, well, he was ridiculed and he was discredited, and other people have done the same thing, and you have to ask why. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. It's Open Line Wednesday. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So think about giving us a call and look forward to hearing from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was simply talking about the very real threat of an EMP attack on America. And the fact that we know that the Russians and the Chinese have been making preparations for it. We know that the Iranians have actually made preparations for an EMP attack on America. We know that the North Koreans have talked about an EMP attack on America. We know the Venezuelans are certainly able to do this. And basically, it would take just one bomb. One bomb exploded about 300 miles over the center part of America. We'd knock out the three major grids. And suddenly, somewhere between 50 and 90% of the American people would be dead probably in a couple of years because there'd be total chaos. It would totally destroy the infrastructure of our society. And if you doubt that or you'd like to know what America would look like, why, they're bringing back a program on Wednesday evening on NBC called Revolution, and it's what happens when the electric lights go out in America, electricity fails, and that's just what would happen with an EMP attack. Oh, suddenly, very specifically, we no longer build the transformers here that would repair the lines. We do not have the facility to repair the lines. It would take us probably, well, according to Roscoe Bartlett, the congressman who led the battle in Congress until he was gerrymandered out of office in January of this year, Roscoe Bartlett said it could take us up to 10 years to actually overcome the problem that would come from one, nuclear bomb, one EMP bomb over the center heartland of America. And basically, this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. And what is really so incredible is there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to conceal this fact from the American people. And the people who tried to talk about it have come under attack, have been discredited. The news media is either totally ignored the issue, or they printed articles that were so ridiculous that they would turn everyone off. In other words, when James Woolsey said, well, we could certainly lose 90% of our population in 6 months to a year, they put that out, and of course, his solution was why we should go right ahead and attack North Korea. And basically what he said, James Woolsey, member of the CFR, former director of the CIA, his remarks were aimed at being so ridiculous that you would certainly discount everything else he said about the very real danger of an EMP attack. And you must understand, this is a standard technique. It is used so that basically, even if everything you say is correct but one thing, if that one thing is incorrect, why, of course, they will simply, the average individual, discredit everything. You can go up on the internet and Snowden, certainly Edward Snowden, the fellow who's suddenly released all the information about what's going on, talks about the danger of an EMP attack. But basically, the information he puts out is scurrilous, and basically, he didn't say it at all. They repeated it over and over again. And because everything he said was true except one thing, but the one thing he said was so ridiculous that people will tend to discount everything else he said. Standard technique of mind control is used very effectively. And the question is, why are they trying to convince us that there's no threat from an EMP attack? When I personally know that there really is a very real threat, I do know that the Iranians have written about this. I do know that the North Koreans have written about it. I do know that certainly plans have been made. Iran has actually had a trial run where they actually took a ship out in the Caspian Sea and they sent a missile up. It went up about 300 miles and they exploded it up there. So we know very well that they have the capacity, they have the missile, and I personally think that they have the nuclear weapon as well. And basically, of course, Iran has said that if they are attacked by Israel, they will retaliate by attacking the United States. Iran has said that if Israel attacks them militarily, Israel would never do that without the permission of the big Satan. And at that point, they would attack, certainly, the big Satan. And that means us. And, of course, how could Iran attack us? Drop a nuclear weapon on, certainly, on New York City. Why, if they did, why we'd simply blast them off the face of the earth with nuclear weapons. But if they simply put off one weapon over the heartland of America, one solitary nuclear weapon, and we couldn't even necessarily prove that they did it, why would totally destroy the infrastructure of our society, and there really wouldn't be much left to actually retaliate against the Iranians with. And so the question is, why aren't we getting the truth about the very real threat? Why are they concealing this? And why is there an organized effort to block what needs to be done? Now, back in 2010, Congress actually passed legislation unanimously. Every Republican, every Democrat, every independent voted to come up with a solution and voted for this so that we could actually do away with this threat to the United States, and it would be very easy to do. All you need to do is put in some relays and some breakers and have a few extra transformers around, and basically you could stop the cascading effect of an EMP attack. And yet that effort was blocked by one vote in the Senate. And repeatedly since then, they've tried to get legislation through. It's been consistently blocked. There's legislation in the House of Representatives right today. It's called the SHIELD Act. The SHIELD Act, which, of course, if enacted, of course, would solve the problem. We wouldn't have anything to worry about. So why are they blocking efforts to protect America from total destruction of the infrastructure of our society, which could end up killing hundreds of millions of Americans? And we're not talking something imaginary. We're talking about something really very real. Who or what is certainly blocking this effort? Now, if you want to verify what I'm saying, go up on the internet and type in your search engine, Jenna DiPolitano, concern about cyber attack. Concern about danger cyber attack. Jenna DiPolitano, danger cyber attack. And you'll find out that when she left office, and I think it was the 27th of August, just last month, well, she talked about the danger of a cyber attack, and that one was coming to America. There would be a cyber attack on America that would have a devastating effect and would certainly disrupt the entire infrastructure of our society. And you can find this on the internet if you just type in Jenna DiPolitano, danger cyber attack. Type in Roscoe Bartlett. Congressman Roscoe Bartlett led the battle within the House of Representatives for over a decade, trying to address the issue. They gerrymandered him out of Congress. He left Congress in January of this year. But type in your search engine, Roscoe Bartlett, danger, EMP attack, and you'll find all sorts of articles on the very real danger. Type in Newt Gingrich, danger EMP attack. Type in Michael Maloof, and we've had Michael as a guest several times. He was 30 years with the Defense Department. He writes articles for WorldNet Daily today. Type in Michael Maloof, M-A-L-O-O-F, danger EMP attack. Type in Peter Pry. P-R-Y. He headed the congressional committee that spent 8 years investigating this. And basically, you really need to read that report. You can get that up on the internet. Type in Congressional Commission Report 2008 Danger EMP Attack. Congressional Commission Report Danger EMP Attack 2008. You can read it. And they will tell you what's going to be involved. And basically, they will tell you, of course, it will totally disrupt the infrastructure of our society. And you know, when that report came out from Congress after 8 years of investigation, not a word in the controlled media. And the question is, why? 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 Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, if there was to be an EMP attack, one bomb would go off. We would lose our access to water. the banking system would collapse because the whole banking system is dependent upon say, electricity, and most of the money isn't real. It is certainly simply a figment of imagination created by the computers. Certainly we would lose our communications because the telephones would not work. Most radio would not work without electricity. Or you would not be able to drive your car. You couldn't drive your car, but how would you get the fuel out of the tanks at the service stations without electricity? You have to have pumps, and there's no pumps there. How would you actually create the fuel, the gasoline and diesel? You need electricity. And so the whole infrastructure of transportation would break down. And basically, of course, then the emergency services would break down. The hospital system would break down. The structure of government would break down. You're talking, and this is not what I say. This is what this Congressional Commission report, made up of half a dozen PhDs who studied this for 8 years. This is what they say, and this is what Peter Pry reports in. If you go to his website, I simply just type in Peter Pry, danger EMP attack, not imaginary, but real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And a lot of this just doesn't make sense. It would only be logical to try to do everything we could to protect America unless you understand there is another agenda. And that is, there is the agenda of wanting to kill off the vast majority of the American people. Go to the Georgia Guidestones. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. We have pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. And there they talk about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Read the writing, certainly, of people like Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, who tells you certainly that we can't kill enough people with war, and we're going to need to have a great plague sweep the earth once in every generation, and we can kill off enough people, then we won't have to worry about having too many people in the world. And, of course, what he really wants, of course, this was before EMP. He wanted simply to create a disease that would simply kill hundreds of millions of people every generation. But now we've got something better than that. We have the threat of an EMP attack, either from a nuclear weapon or from a solar flare. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger, because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. And so if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And we've been just talking about the very real threat of an EMP attack. And I hope you will check certainly on your search engine all of the sites I mentioned and read the information. But specifically, you need to read the report came out in 2008 after 8 years of research by half a dozen or more PhDs on the very real danger of an EMP attack. They lay it out, and of course you're talking about the total destruction of the infrastructure of America and millions of people dying. Well, right now we have Colleen calling us from the great state of New York. Hi, Colleen. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I do. What would you suggest that we do as listeners and to tell our friends to make our government more aware that many of us are also concerned? Should we write letters to our congressmen or to the senators?
Yes, well, basically, yeah, but what do you want to make them aware of? Do you want to make them aware of what the danger of an EMP attack? You want to make them aware of the corruption? What do you want to make them aware of?
Well, I'd like to make them aware that we would like to make whatever changes we need to make so that our electrical grid doesn't shut down.
So that the grid doesn't shut down. Well, basically what you need to do, I would call your congressman, and certainly I would fax your congressman, and I would email your congressman, and basically do this not once, but many times. Once we can create this idea that there's a problem there, and they realize that the people are concerned about it, then a lot of them certainly will begin looking into it, and hopefully they'll get in touch. There's a coalition in Congress that's got about 18 members right now, and they're very concerned about this. They're trying to bring the information out, but there's an organized effort to conceal this, to keep the congressmen so busy being busy that they will not even know what's going on. But what you can do, Colleen, is begin calling the local call-in programs. And basically, of course, there's all sorts of books out there. There's this television program, Revolution, which goes into what would happen to America without electricity. I'm really very, very pleased that they're bringing it out. I think somebody is trying to get the information out because, of course, the America that exists without electricity is certainly as it was in the middle of the 1800s or earlier. But We just need to get the information. We do have a four-tape set. We have CDs on this. We certainly carry a book called A Nation Forsaken. There's another book called One Second After. But what we need to do, of course, is get the information, write it up based upon what I've said, or basically in my next newsletter, I'm going to put some of the information there, about a page that will help people to know exactly what to do and what to say. But certainly, if you have people out there who really don't believe this is true, just ask them to access the internet and look up certainly Janet Napolitano, certainly danger cyber attack. And she talked about this coming cyber attack, not if, but it was going to occur. And it was going to occur, it was going to devastate our country. And then certainly, Michael Maloof, Peter Pry, Newt Gingrich, and certainly Roscoe Bartlett, and then Danger EMP Attack. They will all tell you all sorts of articles up there. You're just never going to hear about them otherwise. But you're going to have to start, first of all, calling, and then get your friends and others to call. And the way you're going to get them concerned is to get them on the computer and start looking up those names I mentioned, Newt Gingrich, Roscoe Bartlett, Peter Pry, Michael Maloof, Janet Napolitano, and the danger of either cyber or EMP attack. And you'll find it's not imaginary. It's really very real, and it's very frightening. And we're talking about the death of the majority of the American people. Anything else, Colleen?
That was my only question, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. And keep up the good work. I appreciate you.
Okay, God bless. Thank you very much up there. And let's go to our next caller, Bill from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Bill, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I was wondering about, you had mentioned a week or so ago that this writer named William H. Kennedy was found dead. And there is nothing on it about the internet at all. And I was just wondering what, if you knew exactly what happened, or if this person just,
Do you know who William Kennedy is? We've done a number of interviews with him through the years. He was just a fundamental Catholic, a wonderful friend. Well, I mean, basically, he was a traditional Catholic, did not embrace many of the new ideas. And he was found dead at his computer. He was 49 years of age, but he was taking a lot of very controversial positions. Well, they did an autopsy on him. The conclusion was it was a heart attack. But, of course, they can feign a heart attack. We don't know what happened to him. But we do know that he was making some wonderful, wonderful programs and alarming people. Hey, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, and if you give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, we'd love to talk to you. But we have Bill calling from Tri-Cities asking about William H. Kennedy, and he said that he was found dead at his computer about 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago, and he was 49 years old. They did an autopsy. I talked to his brother, and they said, well, they figure maybe he died of a heart attack. Well, we will never know, because they kill people. And certainly he was very outspoken. He was very critical of the satanic forces within the Catholic Church. And this isn't to say that everybody in the Catholic Church is a Satanist, but there are Satanists working at the highest levels of the Catholic Church, just exactly as there are Satanists working at the highest levels of the Protestant Church. And they've changed the music and the message of both the Catholic and Protestant churches. Certainly Bill had written, William Kennedy had written a wonderful treatise on satanic crimes. We have that. We have a four-tape set where I have a couple of interviews with him, certainly on satanic crimes is the title of it, talking about the satanic forces at the highest level of the Catholic Church. And if you doubt that, we also have four interviews, a four-CD set of interviews with Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, a confidant of Pope John XXIII. And he goes into the background of satanic forces in the Catholic Church, even the satanic sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican. We're not talking things imaginary. Do they really kill people? Yes, they do. We have a four CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. We actually interview two government assassins who openly talk about how they were assigned to kill people. Now, they're not going to tell us the people they killed. They tell us about the people they didn't kill. They were supposed to, and they refused to do it. And certainly one was Colonel Dan Marvin. The other certainly was Chip Tatum. And certainly Colonel Marvin is dead. I don't know where Chip is, but he disappeared almost immediately after being on my program. And then we interview a gentleman who packed down the assassin who was paid to kill General George Patton. So that's a four CD set. This is not imaginary. This is the real world we live in, not the make-believe world most people live in, Bill. Anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I just think it's terrible.
Well, it is terrible. We live in a fallen world. We live in an evil world. And all we can do is rely upon the Lord. Why am I still here when so many other people are not? You remember certainly William Cooper. He did talk radio like I did. I interviewed him a couple of times, and he did a great job. And basically, they sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. I mean, this is not imaginary. This is what they really do. Well, supposedly, he had shot at an officer, so that's why they had to shoot him and kill him. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, they're just different manuals of the way in which CIA people do this, and they can make anything look like an accident.
But the thing is that we will never know. We will never know what happened to William Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm not saying that is what happened.
I mean, certainly I'm very concerned about William. I liked him. He was a friend. I never met him, but he would call often and say, look, I got this great idea. Could we do a program on it? I'd say, sure, because he was always a wonderful guest, and he loved the Lord. And he was a Catholic, and I'm a Protestant, but we all love the same Jesus Christ. Okay, anything else before we let you go, Big Bill?
No.
Okay, God bless. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we've got Carol calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Carol. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Yes, I've been thinking about this lately, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit on the fairness doctrine. I haven't heard anything about it for a long time, and I wouldn't be able to adequately define exactly what it's all about. But have you heard anything on that subject lately?
We really haven't, and I haven't even really thought about the fairness doctrine for a long time. But as I remember, it had to do certainly with the government insisting we had fairness, and certainly we did not have slanted reporting. And so they were going to control it, and basically it was going to create total unfairness. It was basically they were going to interfere, and basically if you wrote an article they didn't like, they would insist that you allow something the counter to that. And because this goes back a long, long time, and basically this was even before the Reagan administration, and basically it was all not about showing both sides. It was so they would be able to suppress the truth from getting out. And fortunately, they did away with the fairness doctrine, because the last thing we want is for the government to be able to come in and say, oh my goodness, you can't put this out. You're going to have to give equal time without charge to the people from the other side. But I know very well when this sort of thing was going on, I would write to the radio stations and I'd say, look, I mean, you put something, a slanted article on, and basically I want to get counter it. I want equal time. And they write back and say, we don't have any record of that. We don't have any record of having that put a program on, because I could get, if I had the money, I could hire a lawyer, but I need to record the program. And so basically, we were not in a position, fortunately, they did away with the fairness doctrine. And fortunately, we now have the internet. And if you know how to access the articles, you can find all sorts of wonderful articles. But I would warn you, Carol, that they certainly are putting a lot of disinformation up there. A lot of the articles on Wikipedia are simply plant articles. But there are a lot of good articles out there. And once you learn who you can begin to trust, why, of course, there's fascinating information. And more people are becoming aware of what's going on. We're making progress a lot more than we've made this last, last 40 years. I think this last 10 years, we're really making progress now. And there's so many wonderful, exciting young people. Bradley Dean, I don't know if you heard Bradley, but he filled in last night, a wonderful, wonderful source of information. And Pastor Billy Crone doing a wonderful job. And there's so many Christians out there now utilizing talk radio in one form or another. And the other side is worried. They really are. I hope they're going to make a mistake. They're going to move too fast. They cannot simply use this very, very slow, progressive technique they've used in the past, because people across America, across the world are waking up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Don't be bashful. It's open lines. Anything else, Carol?
Well, just one more thing. I just want to encourage your readers to read your newsletters. Not that long ago, I printed out several years' worth of your newsletters, and I was just reading them this last week, and I didn't read them at the time, and I'm going to be printing out a whole bunch more. There's so much good information in there, and just want to encourage your readers to read your newsletters. Well, and thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you. Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Basically, you can go and get our newsletters at radioliberty.com. And we wrote them probably for 10, 12, 15 years, something like that. But now, of course, we've got William Grigg writing them. He's a wonderful writer. I usually put my remarks at the end of the program, at the end of the letter, simply, certainly a half a page or maybe three quarters of a page, but you'll really enjoy certainly what William is writing. But go back, as Carol did, and she actually pulled down a lot of the old newsletters, and they're well worthwhile rereading. In fact, I've reread some of them. In fact, there's a whole flock of them there, I think about six or so, on the Secret Cabal. That one series itself, you go back, certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com and look up certainly the series on the Secret Cabal. It will give you tremendous insight into these truly satanic forces that dominate America, the world today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. It's open lines. We've got Joe calling from Jersey, from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Question or comment?
Well, okay. I just want to finish up a thought that I didn't complete from another program. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And I think we're talking about, well, I know what we're talking about, something about the economy and how it's imploding and so on and so forth. And we were talking about, excuse me, how a lot of these students who are now finished with school and they have tremendous student loans and there's no jobs out there. And I suggested that they should not worry about not having to pay back their loans. And this is why I say that. The reason, well, I've learned a little bit about the banking system and how it works. And our signature, when we sign for a loan, Dr. Stan, regardless of what amount it is, that loan amount is considered an asset on their books. Now, here's the other thing. I'm going to explain. Well, I'll get into that, but I'll make it short as possible so the calls can get on. So what I'm trying to say to the students is, your signature created the money for them to loan you. Now, that money, first of all, is there was no substance or energy that they had to put out to give you this money. However, your signature created that amount of money that they're able to lend out. What is it, like 9-1 or something like that, Dr. Stan? They
don't have to have 10%. That's right. 10-1, yeah. Something like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so that money that they loaned you, students out there, they've been able to hypothecate 9 times more than what they loaned you. And just think about it. The money that they made on your signature is hypothecated over and over and over again. So you were the initiator of their wealth. So don't feel bad if you can't pay back that money that they supposedly lent you, which is not really money at all. It's a debt instrument, all right? So don't worry about not paying it back. First of all, there's no debtors' prisons anymore. And another thing is, it's an unsecured loan. So they don't have a leg to stand on to try to get that money back from you. And you know what you can tell them, students out there? You can tell them, look, when I get a job, and when I get a job that you help to destroy, when I get that job, I'll stop paying you back. But until then, you're not going to get a nickel.
Well, but everything you're saying is true. But of course, basically, when you make a promise, and you do, when you sign that paper, you made a promise. The thing is that you should not be borrowing money. Basically, you go back in the biblical Bible, why we were not to borrow money. We were not to pay interest. And basically, of course, if people want to lend you money, that was fine, but not for interest. This is unbiblical that we would be actually signing any sort of agreement to pay interest. It wasn't until the 1600s, other than this whole thing, when Francis Bacon came along, Francis Bacon, one of the key conspirators, came out and said, oh, but wouldn't the system work better? We'll never have interest more than 1% or 2%. And basically, of course, people began to compromise their principles from expediency, and then we ended up with a system where we have today, where we certainly the United States government is going into debt $1 trillion or more a year. When Barack Hussein Obama became president, the national debt was $10.7 trillion. Today, they will admit to $16.7 trillion, but it's a lot more than that because they haven't actually increased the debt for 3 or 4 months. It's probably close to $1 trillion this year again, but basically it's gone up $6 trillion, certainly from 10.7 to $16.7 trillion, certainly in less than 6 years with Barack Obama as president. But remember, Sydney, it is a totally corrupt system. Who is the largest contributor to Barack Hussein Obama? Why, Goldman Sachs. And you can check this out on the internet. And of course, basically the other big banks are all in there. It's all corrupt. You're absolutely right. We do not want to encourage people to do something dishonest. They never should have signed up for that loan in the first place. Okay?
Well, yes, I understand, Dr. Stan. In other words, you don't deal with a corrupt system with more corruption. I understand that. But however, they also created this system where they inflate an economy where things are going good, and then they retract the money, and then they destroy the economy. And that's what they did to these young kids. And these young kids are out there scrounging around, and they can't even find a decent job. What they studied years to get that degree, and now they can't even find a job. So
Joe, you're absolutely right, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, well, you know, this system is amazing. Think about it. It costs them 6 cents to print a dollar, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 bill. 6 cents. Is it any wonder how they're buying up the world and they're buying up our energy?
Okay, Joe, you're
fine. That's moral hazard, Dr.
Joe,
Stan.
Joe,
right.
Joe, you're absolutely right. God bless, and thanks very much.
Well, let's fight fire with fire.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls. Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we've got a lot of people coming out of college now with massive debts hanging over their head, and of course, requiring more and more interest every year. In other words, basically every year, because they owe more and more money, so that you should not be borrowing money. Borrowing money is a one-way road to all sorts of problems, but isn't it wonderful? We can get all these things we can't afford just on borrowed money. The problem is you got to pay it back. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there. Oh, fairly good. That's actually Post Falls, Idaho. I'm on the border with Washington. But I wanted to exhort your listeners that it's really urgent that you call your congressman ASAP and ask them to vote a continuing resolution which defunds Obamacare. There's no excuse at all. There's no reason other than political cowardice. The House cannot exercise its constitutional power and defund Obamacare.
All right, fine. And so basically, I certainly have no objection to that at all. And I think that we certainly, Obamacare is going to be a disaster. And it's going to be a disaster not only certainly financially, it's going to be a disaster for the doctors, it's going to be a disaster for the patients, it's going to result in rationing of access to health care, and it's going to kill people. Anything else, Dee?
Well, yeah, when I called our congressional office, it's Raul Labrador is the one here in Idaho. Yeah, I wanted to mention that for the people in North Idaho and also for the people in Eastern Washington, Spokane. That would be Kathy McMorris Rogers. And if you don't know the number, you can get the congressional switchboard. But what they're polling right now is, according to the secretary, Judy was her name, she said that it's 99-1. 99 people in North Idaho get this, and they understand that it's essential to defund Obamacare. And there's absolutely no reason they can't do that. And you have magazines like National Review, which I once had some respect for, which are saying, oh, no, we can't do that. It would be strategically wrong.
You have to understand, National Review has always been from the other side. But they have to lead the conservatives. And certainly William Buckley was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, pretending to be a conservative. But then so many of our conservative leaders are simply, it's all make-believe. Go right ahead, Dee. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, you're reminding me that it was William F. Buckley that empowered Henry Kissinger, and we know what a traitor he is. I think I'll let you go. Have a good night.
Hey, God bless. Okay, that was Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. And I hope you're out there in the listening audience. We do have one more caller, and we're going to get to him in just a moment. It's Jim calling from Flint, Michigan. But ladies and gentlemen, we got a real problem, and you need to get involved. You need to get educated. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, and John Stromer, None Dare Call a Treason. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But remember, behind everything going on are powerful, sinister, and evil forces. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca.
That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time on our program when I have to remind all of you out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us, but you believe in what we're doing, and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. I can't tell you how gratifying it is, how often when we talk to people, they will volunteer, you know, doctor, we do pray for you every day. And I believe that's why we're still here. We've had a lot of friends that we've gotten to know in this battle, and a lot of them aren't with us anymore. They've died under very mysterious circumstances, or some of them have actually been frankly killed. This is not imaginary. This is real. And we're still here. And I really do believe it's because there is certainly a prayer umbrella there, people praying for us, and I believe, hopefully, that God is protecting us and will continue protecting me, and I hope you'll pray for our family, not just for me, but for our family and for our staff and those that work closely with us in this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, basically, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you've got to get it. We hope that you'll want to get our four CD sets on the threat of an EMP attack and the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, and the book we carry called A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof. They're all available, certainly, by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we have certainly four CD sets on so many things that are out there. If you want to know how they kill people, you need to get our four CD set on deadly assassins. If you want to know how they killed Martin Luther King and why they killed Martin Luther King, we have a four CD set, and it really covers the trial that was paid for by suddenly the Martin Luther King's family, and they hired a lawyer to take a law, make a lawsuit against against this gentleman who was part of the conspiracy. And the man admitted he was part of the conspiracy. He was paid by the government to help in the murder of Martin Luther King. Totally blocked out by the controlled media. Suddenly the lawyer wrote a book. If we carry the book, we have a 4-CD set. We have interviews with him and other people who sat during the whole trial. How could you block out a trial going into the fact that, where the jury came up and said the government was responsible for the murder of Martin Luther King? How could you block that out? Why, ladies and gentlemen, we have freedom of the press in America, which means that, when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. We have a wonderful 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. We have certainly a wonderful, pardon me, and a set on certainly the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We have a 4-CD set on the effort to sink the USS Liberty back in 1967. One of course, the Lyndon Johnson, the President of the United States, ordered the Israelis to sink an American warship, the USS Liberty. And basically what happened was, of course, the Israelis pilots simply accidentally missed the ship. They didn't want to sink the American ship. But it's a fascinating 4-CD set because all the sailors on board the U.S. Liberty, those who survived, were told that they would be sent to Leavenworth or worse. And they knew that meant they would be killed. They would go to Leavenworth or they would be killed if they ever revealed what happened, which is why it was well over 20 years before anyone on the USS Liberty was willing to come forward and tell the truth. And you'll actually hear 4-CD interviews of people who were there or know exactly what happened. And it's a 4-CD set. It's called the USS Liberty. We actually have a 4-CD set on Sydney on 911. Why do the buildings come down? Where you'll hear the gentleman who was actually in the Twin Towers, the last person out of the Twin Towers. And then the other interview is with the gentleman who is actually assigned the job of cleaning up the debris of building number 7. You want to hear why do the buildings come down? We have 2 CD sets on 911 and 911 update. And they killed all those people, ladies and gentlemen. I was 1-800-544-8927. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and, well, certainly for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher, who actually ran a toy company. He was doing very well in this little toy company at back about 1980. Why, some fella came to him and said, gee, Bob, I'll put a lot of money into your company and we'll make a lot of money and we'll sell your toys all over the world. And won't that be great? And Bob, without, of course, doing all the research he could have to be sure, absolutely certain who this man was, went along with it. What he didn't know is this man was a CIA asset. And his toy company was going to be used as certainly as a cover for shipping weapons to the Contras at that time, because the war was going on in Nicaragua. Well, that's a whole different story, and Bob has told it many times for us. But after that, he became an investigative reporter, and Bob has done some wonderful work. He actually put together a number of excellent DVDs. You know, God's given each of us a gift. He's given me a gift to be able to do radio. I can't do DVDs, so I've tried, and I'm terrible at it. Bob Fertisetti does excellent work on the radio, but he also does excellent DVDs. And basically, we carry a number that he has. He's coming out with a new one, and maybe he'll mention it this evening. But basically, because he's an investigative reporter, accumulating information and trying to educate the American people. And basically, more and more people are getting educated. What is exciting to me is that the average individual knows something wrong. They don't know all the intricacies, but they know something wrong, and more and more and more people are willing to take a stand now. And that's why, of course, President Obama wasn't, even with all the controlled media, everybody saying that we had to attack Syria, he couldn't get the support of the American people. And of course, people kept saying, but where's the proof that Assad used the chemical weapons? Well, you're not supposed to ask that. You're supposed to just believe me. I'm the president, and I wouldn't lie to you. We know Assad used it. Oh, we have all sorts of secret information. And if you could see the secret information, why, you'd know it's true, too. But we can't show you the secret information because it's classified. Well, be that as it may, Bob Fletcher's with us tonight. Hi, Bob. What are we going to be covering?
Hi, how are you doing this evening?
I'm really doing very, very well.
But... Well, that's good. That's really great, because, like I always joke around about, we've been doing this for so long, you know, we're like a couple of bookends or something, I guess, almost. And between the two of us, we got an awful lot of time in, so to speak. I'll tell you what I want to talk about a little bit, and we can go from there. There was, you know, we just saw we just witnessed, what was it, yesterday, the day before yesterday, another one of these random shootings, right, where this fella just going into the naval yards there and shooting a bunch of people. And I rather quickly, first off, it was one of these red flag things. It's another one of these, you know, where you instantly just say, gee, you know, guy, kind of average guy goes crazy. So I did some real quick investigating, find out a little bit about the person that did it. And it turns out that he scribbled something rather interesting on the butt of the rifle, on the stock of the rifle he used. And by the way, he used a shotgun. All these people jumped up and down. They said, oh, it's another one of those semi-automatic weapons.
AR-15s, right.
You're right, AR-15. But it was not an AR-15. It was a shotgun.
And because there's all sorts of things that we don't know. I mean, initially, they were talking about several shooters, and then they clamped down on that story. And basically, it was a gun-free zone. If the people there had been armed so that they could have protected themselves, but they don't allow that sort of thing. Basically, it's where they have the gun-free zones at all the murders, and where the people are armed, they don't get these mass murders.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bar.